Get on your hands and knees. Without delay, I quickly dropped down into the thick carpet. My strong-willed mind bent, knowing you could make me want to submit. When you gave me the order, my body complied willingly to its craving for your dominance. It was visceral. Just then, realizing I'd held my breath, I took an awkward inhale while trying not to wiggle. See, when I'm turned on, my body has to move, and I wasn't sure I wanted you to know that quite yet. Now, arch your back and stick out your bottom. I could feel the pulse in my southern lips. My next breath came out constricted as an erotic twinge escaped. I couldn't help but squirm. So much for the holdout. Did someone turn up the heat? Standing over me, I could tell you were taking great pleasure in my obedience.
Catching me off guard from behind, you landed a few unexpected smacks on each cheek. Startled, my body tensed for a moment as it took the thuds on my still-covered ass. You knew the warmth beginning to radiate from my backside would happily start my engine running. After, leaning in closer, you began examining my cat-cow yoga pose. Was my back arched enough? Were my arms strong and straight? Was my bottom out and available? Yes, of course they were. My jaw clinched as you slowly knelt down beside me. Your closeness accentuated the blood pulsing through my veins. No one else had ever made me feel that way. It was true. Only you had the power to make me do, well, anything. Then, in my ear, the soft, sexy whispering began. I'm going to slowly strip you of your clothing and watch you squirm even more. Shivering, I listened intently. Then I'm going to do things to your body. Things I've only dreamt about. Your words and direct tone combined made my pussy pucker with anticipation and unleashed the wiggling completely. I wondered what your hands would feel like undressing me one garment at a time. And how would I feel when you saw and touched me? Both of our thoughts, desires, and actions made up this unique moment. Nearly breathless, you inched closer to me. So close that the heat exuding from our bodies began commingling. The direct correlation between your deep, thick voice and the slipperiness manifesting between my legs was unmistakable. I wondered if you realized what effect you had on my mind and in my body. What would it feel like being naked on my hands and knees for your pleasure? Would surrendering completely take us to a new level of excitement? There was no point in wondering, because once stripped as promised, we were both going to find out. I'd have to say, at that moment, the excitement level was providing me an out-of-body experience. Unlike the slaps from minutes earlier, your fingers gently landed on my lower back. Along with your eyes, they lightly surveyed my entire outline with deliberate intention. It felt like you were assessing the terrain for how best to uncover its treasure. As though in a trance, my eyes closed. Come up to your knees. It's time to rid you of your clothing. Opening my eyes slightly so as not to compromise my balance, I lifted up as directed. Reaching towards me, your fingers began unbuttoning my shirt from collarbone to waist. Vibrating, I felt sparks escaping your fingertips. My nipples stood up. Now look me directly in the eyes. My head lifted and my eyes locked onto yours. The intensity between us seared through me and touched my heart. Lost in that unexpected moment, we both paused to catch our breath. Then your eyes dropped momentarily, watching my shirt slide down my arms. I could feel your stare as my black lace bra was revealed. Your face near my face caused my arousal scale to surge. Instinctually, I almost looked down, but I didn't, enjoying this discomfort as you continued to unbutton, then unzip and slide my pants down was still breathtaking. I helped you remove them, and then was ordered in my bra and panties to return to your chosen pose. Being almost completely exposed made the surface of my skin feel chilled, while underneath a boiling was amiss. My craving for you to rapture all of me right then and there filled my mind. Please take me now. You paused. I slumped. Assume the proper alignment in your body. Uh-oh, my bottom wasn't out far enough. Before I completed that thought, you were already spanking my ass. This time uncovered its stung and jiggled my whole body as sounds erupted from my open, panting mouth. My pussy was growing juicier with every hit, and my mind was blinded by the physical attention I was receiving. Our sounds together must have awakened that feeling so much that with focused deliberation, while still on your knees, you maneuvered behind me and began driving your way between my legs. With thighs open and my lace panties still on, you pushed your still-dressed, erect maleness snug up against me, as though to see if we fit. We did. Our loins were on fire. I was impatient and wanted you inside me. Aroused, while feeling your hardness pressing against me, added fuel to our private bonfire. Then you backed up momentarily, cooling our connection and allowing my legs to move together. Just enough for you to begin slowly drawing down my panties, the last obstacle to your treasure. First exposed, your pleasure was my rounded bottom, then my crack with my shaved pussy lips beneath. I heard your breath stop midstream as you saw my secret place for the very first time. As you let my panties go, they dropped to my knees, and you released your breath. I couldn't help but sway in my now perfect pose. I can see my red handprint on your ass, you chuckled. Quite a view. Acknowledging my complete exposure made my legs shake. Let's begin by making your pussy jealous, shall we? I knew what that meant. You had selected and brought a butt plug. One time you told me that pulling a plug in and out of my bottom hole would be a sexy activity. Having fantasized that exact activity, I agreed with you completely. But now giving you that direct access made me have butterflies in my belly. Through the lubing process, you explained that you'd selected this plug because you wanted to watch my body's reaction as it went slowly in and out of my anus. On fire just listening, I witnessed your nimbleness with your slippery plug in your hands. You kept looking between the plug and me. Preparing to be occupied, my hole pinched with expectation. Excitement mixed with embarrassment kept my position steady so as not to receive another spanking at that particular moment. You must have known it would have caused a sensory overload. Okay, arch your back more so I can see everything more clearly. We don't want to enter the wrong hole, do we? Lifting my bottom even more while lowering my head to the floor, I was unable to verbally respond. Instead, I whimpered and shook my head, not sure what I was agreeing to. You started by tapping the plug at my willing hole several times. Tap, tap, tap. My breath was held as both of us focused on this spot. Knowing you were intensely staring at my most private spots made everything quiver. I wondered if you could tell. Playing at the entrance of that orifice was even more thrilling than I'd imagined. You'd ordered me to suck it in and squeeze it out each time, knowing you were watching up close. I'm not sure who was getting more pleasure from this sexy activity. My body wanted to sit back and swallow the entire plug then and there, but when I pressed back and tried, you pulled it away slightly to tease me and make me want it more. I whimpered again with disappointment this time. You smiled mischievously, making me wait before appeasing me. Then you pushed the slick plug farther in, just past my inner sphincter. Oh, I had to catch my breath to acclimate to this new level of invasion. At this point, I'm not sure what you were doing. I only knew how incredibly intimate and sexy it felt as you poked the plug further up my wanting ass. My knees were wobbling, and my pussy, watching from below, was beginning to grow envious. It wanted to be filled as well. Tuned in, you reached down with your nimble fingers and tugged on my lips, giving me some relief. At this point, it didn't matter where. My body was demanding a deeper penetration. Impulsively, I began rocking back and forth on the plug as you held it. Together, we began a rhythm that satisfied us both. One of the most erotic moments ever. I'm going to let it go, and I want to watch you hold it in place. It best not slide out. Still, in perfect alignment, I did what I was told. Not noticing your movement while I squeezed my bottom tightly, I suddenly found you laying on your back with your head between my knees. You looked up at me from behind, and then up directly at my privates. I couldn't help but moan. With your plug still held securely in my ass, my pussy was getting juicier. So wet, it could have dripped onto your face. You didn't seem to mind. I couldn't take my eyes off of you as you looked up at my completely exposed lower hemisphere. I hadn't even noticed that my wiggling and moaning had persisted. You did, though. With your legs straight out, I could tell you were harder and fuller in your pants. I was desperate for more. Your hands grabbed my shifting cheeks tightly. Squeezing your fingers into me, they felt strong and sure of what they wanted. Completely lost, spreading my legs further, you pulled me down closer to your face. I could feel your warm, deep breath blowing between my lips and onto my clit. Both of us wanted your mouth on me. It was necessary. With legs wide as they could be, I slowly sat back. Realizing that my lips were about to kiss yours, I took another constricted breath and completed my move onto your face. Watching and then feeling your tongue slide into me was superb. Your lips began sucking mine, and your teeth lightly nibbled my clit. My head nearly exploded as my pussy was getting its wish. The plug slipped silently out, knowing its turn had passed.